Right, here we go.
Biggest hits, biggest stars. Guaranteed every night. Are you in demand?
Ed Sheeran, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us backstage.
Thanks for
this
coming.
This is the least glamorous dressing room I've ever seen in my life. You're a simple man.
I'm a very simple man. I'm good with my hummus and Doritos.
Tell me what you've got on tour with you.
What, food-wise?
Well, anything.
Well,
because you've got no band or anything like that.
No, I've got a big light show, massive PA, and the best in the business doing lights and sound for me. And I can justify that because I don't have a band, I guess, which is good because the show is just that much better, I think.
And this guy that's in charge of your lights, he's got quite a pretty impressive CV.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, I didn't know who he did. I just thought, you know, he was my tour manager's friend that had come on to do some sound, actually. He's the sound guy. And I was just chatting to him in the petrol station and he was like, yeah, no, I did Michael Jackson's tour for This Is It before it got cancelled, and then I did his funeral, and I do Diana Ross and Stevie Wonder and all these people, and I'm kind of thinking, why the hell are you doing me? Like, thank you. But
so it's worked his magic, though.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
And everything's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're ready to announce tour number three.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, we're going to announce it today, but because I didn't think the Thetford gig's quite big, like, and it sold out in like 20 minutes, and then they were like, oh, maybe we should upgrade some of the venues. So yeah, we're making some of the venues bigger.
So that's kind of like reaching to the next point, but you won't go as far as arenas.
No, but I will do more tickets than arenas.
Okay.
Because instead of doing the O2, I'm doing 5 Hammersmiths, which is 25,000 tickets rather than 17,000.
Brit nominees. Nominations. Plural. You're leading the pack, man.
Yeah.
How are you, is it sunk in yet or not?
It's sunk in yesterday. I've finished the Brit nominations, and it was all a bit surreal there, but, you know, I kind of switched myself into autopilot and just answered all the questions and, you know, and stuff. But when I got out, and I know it sounds cheesy, but when I was reading my fans' tweets and how happy they were, and I was like, oh, wow, actually, like, this is quite a big thing. Like, because I achieve stuff and I move on, and that's very much how I do stuff. I just kind of want to keep going.
Which one would mean the most to you out of all four?
Best album, but I think everyone knows that Adele's going to win that, because that was the best album of last year, clearly.
It's a strong year. It is a very strong year within the British categories, and a lot of the artists have gone on to do international things quite quickly.
Mm.
And your leg up, in theory, is going to be gigging with Snow Patrol over there.
Yeah. The great thing about that tour is, one, reaching the Snow Patrol fans, but two, going to every city and doing all the radio stations, because that's really what is going to help break me.
There's also the question of this mysterious EP, which you went to America. Was it after? It was just after Christmas or just after New Year?
Just after New Year. I went on the 2nd and came back on like the 5th. Yeah, wasn't that much time there.
But you've achieved something that is going to be available to fans for free.
For free, yeah. It's a 4-track EP called The Slumden Bridge. I'll be announcing who the rapper is. I mean, it's not a very glamorous rapper. He's a very underground rapper, but, like, people will have heard of him and people will like him. And that's my kind of thing, was to just create something that was musically different and interesting rather than going for the obvious.
And when does that come out?
It's scheduled for January the 24th.
Introduce single number 4 for me, mate, and then we will ask you some Twitter questions.
This is single number 4. This is a song of mine called Drunk.
Missed your favourite star on In Demand? Get them again online. Indemand.fm.
In Demand backstage with Ed Sheeran. Ready for your Twitter questions? Bearing in mind the majority of them just want you to follow them on Twitter. That's
it.
You can't do that, though. There's too many fans.
I've got chubby fingers. I can't hit the follow button properly.
You got an iPad?
I dropped it. Smashed the screen. Yeah, I got it at the iTunes Festival for free, and I was like, yeah, free iPad, and then I dropped it.
There's an iPhone 3, an iPad 3 coming out pretty soon.
When?
March.
Oh, sick. I'll wait to get a new one for then.
Lots of female fans want to know your current relationship status. Feel free to ignore that if so desired.
Yeah, current relationship status. I don't want to be the stereotypical musician, but I'm married to the game, yo. And no, I'm just like, I have little time for myself at the moment, let alone anyone else. And, you know, I kind of want to achieve everything that I need to achieve this year. And by doing that, it means me being away, and I don't know if I could hold down a relationship.
That's fair dues. I like that. Nazora, nice name. International fan, by the way. What shampoo do you use?
Well, when I'm at home, it's Tresemme. Big bottles of Tresemme. But when I'm on tour, it's usually just the stuff that's in the hotels.
You can get massive vats of Tresemme, can't you?
The big ones.
Yeah, they're huge. Latrina, also an interesting name. Are you nervous about kicking in America? She's an American fan.
Yeah, am I nervous about kicking in America? Yes, but not because it's America, but because I have to downscale the gig again. Like, I've evolved the live show from going from 200 capacity venues to 4,000 capacity venues, and I've extended the song, so like You Need Me is now like 15 minutes, whereas a year ago it was like 7 minutes. So I've got to go back to a year ago and do that in America. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
And Snow Patrol, have you met them yet?
Yeah, they actually offered me their tour in person, like it wasn't like through any managers.
Never happened, though.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was I did a gig with them in Switzerland, and I walked on the plane and I saw Gary Lightbody, and he kind of looked up, and I was like, all right. And then I went to go and get my seat, and then when I got to the venue, like, I went in my dressing room, and then there was already a letter waiting for me, and it was from him saying, I was a bit shocked seeing you on the plane, seeing as I was listening to your album at the time, I think it's brilliant, come for a drink later. So I went out for a drink with him after the gig, and then they said, we'd love to get you on the Europe tour. And I was like, well, I can't come on the Europe tour, I'm doing my own tour. And they were like, cool, just do America with us. So I was like, fair enough.
Dan, are you worried about your songs being overplayed on the radio? I think that's a good question.
Don't think I should be worried. I think they've already been overplayed. I think, honestly, I think there's lots of people that are sick of the A-Team and lots of people that are sick of Lego House. But I think the main thing is I'm not.
And the PRS checks aren't bad, I'm guessing.
I haven't got them yet.
Have you?
I've been told that it's going to be.
It's
going to
be a special day. That will be the day you celebrate something, I'm sure.
You think?
For yourself.
Yeah.
What were you going to buy?
I don't buy anything.
We got a car.
I can't drive.
Okay. Get a private jet. That'd be quite swanky.
Are you alright?
And finally, Nathan wants to know, this is my brother actually who wants to know this question, which you might have been asked before, but actually if you haven't, it's a waste. If you actually were in the A-Team, who would you be?
Got asked this yesterday, so...
Oh!
B.A. Baracus, because he's a badass.
Yes. Yeah. You need to get with the bling, though, for that.
Yeah, gold doesn't suit me, though.
Pleasure, as always.
Nice one.
Thanks, dude.
Thank
Can you introduce your Brit-nominated single for us now?
This is my Brit-nominated single, The A-Team.
We'll see you at the Brits.
Nice one. See you soon.
The podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.